There it is. Always starting out with Millage. We're probably going to have to give him up here and play some other music one of these weeks, but we usually start out with Millage Gilbert. God rest his soul. Rest in peace, Millage. We love you, man. And tonight, the Hoodoo Brothers are in the house live. That's right. Listen to that. Listen to those applause.
Listen to that crowd.
Can you guys hear the crowd is going absolutely wild.
Thank you, fan. I want to thank all our fan.
They came all the way from Topeka, Kansas, and yes, that is still local for those of you keeping track at home. And so we've got Wakarusa River Band later on, but these guys are going to play live for us here for quite a while tonight. Thanks for coming, you guys.
Wakarusa Band, good friends of mine, and they're really great folks. And can I also say hi to my daughter? She may be listening down
Absolutely.
In Arizona. I gave her the link.
Oh, yeah, kkfi.org. You can always listen live on there.
So I'd like to say hi to Cheyenne. Can I say hi to one other person?
Sure.
Because I never get to do this. I want to say hi to Charlie Foucher. He's sponsors me with Furious Slides. And he's just a great guy. And there's so many people that use his slides, like, I don't know, Joe Walsh and, you know, just...
Joe Walsh.
Yeah, just a bunch of great people endorse this product. So I just want to give him a shout-out.
Right on. So that is the voice of Jim West, who is known to Topeka on 106.9 Classic Country Radio every morning from,
you gave me up. You outed me.
I'm going to give a little plug there to Classic Country 106.9. Nick Olas in the house tonight, also playing guitar. These guys both play great guitar. Nick, how you doing?
I am doing great, Keith. Thanks.
Yeah, we saw these guys first. Dennis and I saw them as in a different band called the Hot Toe Pickers. And tonight it is the Hoodoo Brothers, and the drummer for the band is Mickey. He's back here also. Say hello, Mickey.
Hello, Mickey.
Say it one more time. Say.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Yeah, Mickey is... going to do the percussion for these guys tonight. And let's play a little music, and then we'll kind of find out a little bit more about you guys. And
sure.
Folks, we are going to tell you why the name Hoodoo Brothers, but not now. We're saving that for a little bit later. What are you guys going to play first?
We're going to do an original song that we wrote. This one's called Trouble on My Mind.
Right on. Hoodoo Brothers on KKFI.
just when I think I'm shaking it off, it bites me on the behind. Can't sleep, I can't eat, I got trouble on my mind. I can't sleep, I can't eat, I got trouble on my mind. Oh, what a worse someplace I'm in. I don't know where to begin. I got trouble on my mind. I got trouble on my mind. I got trouble on my mind.
All right. Yeah. Original music for you there on KKFI. That's the Hoodoo Brothers. I Got Trouble on My Mind, an original tune. That was a great way to start, you guys.
Thank you,
Keith, awesome. And thanks for having us out here, man. We really appreciate it. You know, Mickey, our drummer, is pretty well known around this area, and a lot of musicians and stuff know Mickey, and we feel really lucky that we have him. The band's been together about a year now. Nick and I kind of got things rolling, and then brought a few other people in, and we were just floored when Mickey said, yeah, you know, and Nick was saying, hey, you know, this Mickey, we're going to have this guy come in for an audition. But, oh, man, you got to be on top of your game if you're going to have Mickey come in here.
No.
And Mickey's very humble. But,
I just answered the ad.
And so the first night Mickey comes in for a rehearsal, I'm like, I'm scared. I'm like, I've had 10 cups of coffee. No, I haven't had any coffee at all. But it felt like that. You know, I'm like, okay, let's do this.
I had 10 cups of coffee.
And by the way, folks, the last name is spelled, Mickey's last name is Musse, M-O-U-S-E.
Wrong. M-U-N-O-Z. My publicist, I have to, yeah. I'll have to get on.
Okay,
that.
I was going with what you first told me, which was Mickey Mouse, so.
Well, I know you have a hairstylist, but I didn't know about the publicist. Yeah, well, this is huge.
See, I told you.
My hairstylist is my publicist.
I didn't know that, and we've only lived together 3 years. So,
no, I'm just kidding.
I'm fortunate to really meet these guys. They're great musicians, and I'm just glad they took me. I'm a lucky person, a lucky drummer, and
yeah. Did you guys actually do an ad on Craigslist, or how'd you do it?
No, I actually knew Mick because we years ago I was in another band and we were looking for a drummer, and Mickey came out and sat in with us for a little bit, and just the nature of things, it just didn't pan out. But when we had an opening, I thought, man, I know the guy to call for this.
Yeah, right on.
And I called Mickey.
Right on.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, as you guys know, we've said this before in the local showcase, is, you know, this studio is not perfect for live music, but these guys are doing a great job, and Mickey's doing a great job back there in the percussion. Because it's tough in a small place like this to, you know, get the balance right. It sounded great. Dennis was listening to it.
You have live music, and the community supports it. So that's really, you know, you guys are awesome. So
yeah.
Thank you.
You know what? We have a lot of really regular listeners. I want to say a shout out to Dan, Johnny B. Good, a bunch of those other folks, Terry and Leland, listening tonight.
Can we give our website or what is it?
Oh, yeah. Facebook
now,
absolutely.
Or is it?
It's
we want
everything.
That. Is
yeah.
it Tindergram or Flitter?
No. No. So we have a website. It's Hoodoo Bros.com. Hoodoo Brothers.
Right. And Hoodoo is H-O-O-D-O-O. Hoodoo. Not Hoodoo.
Yeah.
Hoodoo.
Yeah, not poo-poo.
And we got four O's in there all together. Right?
Yes.
Hoodoobros.com.
Right on.
And we're on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter a little bit, trying to start leveraging the whole social media thing, you know, for a bunch of old farts. It's taken us a little bit of getting used to it, but we're trying to work it.
So, I mean, you guys are close to a recording contract, I understand, right?
Well, mm-hmm. We've stood next to one.
Yeah.
It wasn't ours, but, that's about as close as we're probably going to get.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people around town know these guys because, you know, I tell people who's going to be on the show, and they go, oh, yeah, so, yeah, Jim West, oh, man, he's a great steel player. So you play steel guitar?
Yeah, the Wakarusa band that is coming in for you guys.
Right.
I did some gigs with them last year, and they're great, great folks, and great harmonies, great music. Yeah, your folks are really going to enjoy them. I'm sure that maybe they've been here before. I don't know, but
they've been. I think. I don't know if they have. They haven't been on this show.
Yeah.
But we first saw these guys, Dennis and I. You might call this a flyer. I don't know what you call it, where you go like, I don't know, Hot Toe Picker sounds like a pretty good name. Let's go see these guys. Let's see. You know, we had no idea. It was a great band, and they're playing in Eudora, I think. Is that
where
we saw you guys?
Yeah, it was D-Dubs in Eudora.
Right. Yeah.
And that's where we met you guys, you know, Dennis, of course, and you. And
Dutch, shout out to Dutch.
And it was just a great night for us, you know, we getting to meet some Kansas City royalty, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
So that wasn't on a baseball or football team, you know.
That's a fun place in Eudora.
It is. Yeah.
So what else do you guys want to play? Let's do Wipeout. I want to hear Mickey.
No, that's not Wipeout, is it?
By the way, good.
That's not Wipeout.
That, on that last tune, that was Jim West on the slide guitar. Sounded really good. And Nick on the vocals.
Thank you.
It all sounded great.
Thank you.
So what do you guys want to do?
Did we give our Facebook address? I forgot. I got busy.
Hoodoo Brothers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hoodoo Bros.
Yeah, if you look up Hoodoo Brothers on Facebook, you're going to find us.
Right on.
Now, you might run into the Hoodoos. There's another...
Is there a Hoodoos
out
there?
There's a Hoodoos group. They play classic rock. They've apparently been around for a while, and hats off to them guys. You know, we've seen them play at some places, too, so we don't want to be too confused. We are the Hoodoo Brothers.
Right on.
Just the Hoodoos.
So. Hoodoo Bros. Look for them.
And Facebook. We checked with Ancestry.com. And we are complete. All three of us are completely unrelated.
Oh, that's
right.
That's kind of scary, really.
I know, right? Let's play one.
All right, here we go.
Let's do Coming Home, Baby.
All right, here we go. Hoodoo Brothers on KKFI.
You ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
Here we go.
Yep.
Thank you.
Man, sounded great, you guys. And want to say it's 20 minutes past 8. We got a long way to go here on the local showcase. And at 9 o'clock, we're going to have the Wakarusa River Band in here with us. These guys know some of their guys, and everybody knows everybody in the band community, right?
I'm sorry, Keith, how much time do we have left?
You have lots of time, like 40 minutes.
We just did every song we know.
I'm kidding. So we'll talk for the rest of the time. you can catch these guys at a local place. Now, they're actually from Topeka, so you might have to travel up to Topeka, which Dennis and I do every once in a while, go up to Topeka.
We're really trying to get more into the Kansas City area, because, you know, I mean, this is where it's happening, you know, this. And there's some other areas that we eventually want to get into as well. You know, it's great living in the Midwest here. We're really 9 hours from several major markets, you know, like Chicago and Memphis.
True.
Nashville, Denver, Dallas. You know, I mean, of course, Kansas City is just the crown jewel. I mean, I don't know if you can get much better with the music in this area.
I got to say, we are very lucky here in Kansas City. We have a tremendous amount of talent in Kansas City. And by the way, these guys are going to be at Knuckleheads on Saturday, folks. So, and Dennis wants to tell us more about that. Dennis, if you get there on the microphone and tell folks what is really happening over there at Knuckleheads on Saturday.
Six bands are competing. I don't have the list in front of me, but six bands are competing. And a guy from Springfield, Missouri, Bob, is coming up. And Mark Montgomery, a local favorite here. Mark Montgomery and Bob will be dueling it off for the solo act. And then the six bands will compete for the winner of the band competition and the solo act. And the
Dennis is going to get the list here.
To Memphis.
Yeah, so as you guys know, we've talked about it a lot. There is a worldwide contest every year, IBC, in Memphis. Usually happens, what, is it January or February, Dennis?
Yes, it's into January.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah, so every city, major cities that have a blues society like we do, the Kansas City Blues Society, shout out to Betty Berry and Ron Klond and all the rest of our friends. But we all find our best band, and we send them to represent Kansas City, and then all the other cities, including cities from around the world, send a band, and they duel it off in Memphis every year. Yeah. So this is the preliminary to find out who's going to represent. Is this the one and only prelim, Dennis, for Kansas City?
One, yes.
So whoever wins on Saturday is going to represent
Kansas
City.
And there's some great bands. I mean, when you had the list of the bands out, you know, we scoured YouTube and listened to everybody, and there's some great talent in there. So people are going to be really entertained when they head out to Knuckleheads.
So Hoodoo Brothers will be one of the six bands, and Dennis has got the rest of the list.
J.D. and the Chasers, Double Take with Dave Hayes, a local favorite in there. Big Luke and the Soul Disciples, the Johnny Green Arrangement, the Coyote Bill Boogie Band with Bill Bartlett, and the Hoodoo Brothers.
Yeah. Right on. There you go.
Hey, that's us.
Those are six great bands. And Dennis, it's on. We can't say the you know what it costs to get in, of course, but it's at Knuckleheads at what time?
Noon to about 4 to 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show.
I believe it will be in the garage.
Okay, the garage. So those of you that are familiar with Knuckleheads, you know there are several stages. So he's talking about the garage. That's the newest. I believe that's where the competition is going to be for the IBC to represent Kansas City. So good luck, you guys.
Good luck.
Thank you. Yeah.
So
looking forward to it.
We still have a lot more music to play here for you.
Yeah, let's do something.
Yeah, whatever you guys want to play next. By the way, you know, the three members that are here tonight, I think they have more than these three. Who else do you have that's going to play on Saturday?
Saturday?
Is it going to be the three of you? Going to be a trio?
Well, we have a bass player, too.
Okay, so we bring a bass player as well.
Full band. It's full band.
Right on. So tonight we're getting two guitars plus percussion. Nick Olas, Jim West, and Mickey Munoz. Is that how you say it, Mickey? It's not really Moussé. That sounded so, you know, like French, the way that I said mouse. So he just wanted to know that, you know, it's an easy way to know it's Mickey, not Nicky.
Yeah.
So Mickey as in Mickey Mouse on drums. So fire away, you guys, whenever you're ready.
What you want to do?
Cold Shot.
Okay.
Here we go, Hoodoo Bros.
love grow cold, baby.
All right, yes. Hoodoo Brothers on KKFI, the local showcase. We'll be right back. Supporting the local showcase, I'm Keith Washburn, along with Dennis Nelson, as always. And we're with the Hoodoo Bros to start it off tonight, and they're going to play live for about another half hour, and they're going to be playing at Knuckleheads on Saturday, right? And we wanted to...
National Blues Challenge happening Saturday, so we're going to be out there early. The whole event takes place, you know, between noon and five-ish, so come out for a full day. I checked the calendar. There's nothing going on. I checked the TV guide. There's nothing on. You know, this is really the only thing, really.
No excuses.
Yeah, this is where you need to be all day Saturday.
So. There you go. Jim West tells you.
Yeah.
Right? It's
take it to the bank.
Exactly. So Jim West, along with Nick Olas and Mickey on drums today, tonight that is, and yeah, these guys are going to continue to play music for you live, which, you know, if you're a regular on the local showcase, you know we like to do it live, and, you know, sometimes we have to play some CDs, but it's always local, and that's the good thing about the local showcase.
We definitely appreciate that. We're big fans of local music, and we're all about anybody that likes to support local music. I think that's where it's at. I mean, if you want to hear some good stuff, man, listen local.
That's right. No doubt. And one of the biggest supporters in Kansas City of local live music is Dennis Nelson. And he's
no kidding.
Joining us as always.
Man, I see his Facebook page. He's like everywhere. I'm like, I couldn't keep up with this guy.
I think Dennis and I have
roller skates.
You know, like 250 friends in common, or probably more than that. And he's got so many musicians. How many musicians do you think you have on your Facebook page as friends, Dennis?
About 2,000.
Yeah, I bet that's true. Yeah, and growing every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, supporting local music is a wonderful thing. And folks in Kansas City might be a little bit spoiled. We have it so lucky with all this talent. Jazz, blues, lots and lots of genres out there. Alex Abramovitz always doing the Western swing, and he's got a whole, you know, jazz swing, and everything else is in his bailiwick, playing the trumpet. In that big band down there, sometimes playing at the Camelot Ballroom, right? Abel's big band, 22-piece. Yeah.
Just it's a great melting pot of music in this, you know, Kansas City area and surrounding. So it's just, it's huge. It's
yep. big. No doubt about it. So how did you guys get started? So I'm kind of just the big faker here. I come on the air and talk like I know music. Jim West is actually playing music. So you host a show there in Topeka 5 days a week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you also play the steel guitar. And what else do you play?
Yeah,
guitar?
I don't know. It's just growing up as a kid, if you could grab something with some strings on it, you know, banjos, ukuleles, mandolins, you know, you just grab it and try and figure it out, you know, or if there was a piano around, you plunk on it, you know, it was just music just kind of, I gravitated towards it, you know.
Did either one of your parents play the piano or anything?
My parents, I don't know. You know, they were a generation from the 40s and 50s, so they watched TV. And
did you guys watch Hee Haw when you were growing up?
Of course, yeah. We watched Hee Haw and Billy Graham and Lawrence Welk. Oh my God, I had to sit through that. Now I can, but then when as a kid I couldn't. You know,
so. A one, a two.
Yeah, the bubble machine, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. And now Bobby and the Sissy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Taking us back here, folks. Thanks for listening tonight, everybody. But before we do our next song, Nick or Mickey, how did you guys get started? Mickey, when did you get your first kit? Your very first snare drum or your first kit? When was it? What age? You're what, about 37 now?
When did I start playing?
Yeah, exactly. When did you start playing drums?
Go ahead, date yourself, Mick.
Jeez. I started playing, when I first started junior high, even before then, I think. And I have to blame my brother for that because I started playing clarinet.
Is that right?
Yep. And he started playing drums, my younger brother. He wanted to be the next Ringo Starr.
There you go. Sure.
I found it was, he liked chasing girls a lot better.
Yeah.
So
listen.
He gave me the drumsticks and said, here, try this. And I did, and it just fit a lot better. And
yeah, right on.
I've been playing since I was like 11.
I don't know if, you know, a clarinet is really a chick magnet. So I think your brother was onto something there.
Depends on how you play it.
Yeah, this is true. No, I just found I had a, it was more natural, and, you know, I ended up, you know, banging away on pots and pans and with knives and forks, and my mother even said one day, "You're not going to give up, are you?" I said, "I don't know, Mom, I just can't."
All right.
And one day I came home, and there was a drum set in the living room. And my father stuck his head out from the hallway, and he said, "Merry Christmas." My mother stuck her head out from the same hallway, and she said, "Happy birthday."
That's great. That is awesome. That is awesome.
No, I never had a lesson.
All right.
So it was... the rest is kind of... I just never really... I followed as many drummers as I could, and my father always told me, if you're going to play, play from the heart, and that's what I try to do.
Yeah, here in the KKFI studio, if you can kind of picture this, folks, we have a gigantic riser where the drummer always sits. So while Mickey makes his way back up that the riser, up there where kind of like Ringo was on the Ed Sullivan Show, you know, let's hear from Nick. When did you get your first guitar?
Actually, I'm kind of like Mick. I started in junior high, but I started playing trumpet. And I was actually a trumpet player all the way through high school. Ended up being first chair trumpet in high school. But somewhere around the end of junior high school, I discovered Led Zeppelin II.
Oh, nice.
I had to play guitar. At that point, me and my buddy said, let's start. I mean, it was literally a Bill and Ted moment. It was, let's start a band.
Right on.
We're gonna play Led Zeppelin. It wasn't Stairway to Heaven. Led Zeppelin 2.
Was 2 Immigrant Song? I don't remember. Can't remember. Honestly.
Oh, everything on Led Zeppelin 2 is heavy and just guitar driven. And it's just, I just wanted to play guitar. So I picked up a guitar, and it finally just kind of came my main instrument. I can play other stuff. I play keyboards. I play bass. I can play mandolin. I can play a little bit of lap steel, some slide guitar, and all that. But over the past probably 10, 15 years, I just really started digging into playing my guitar.
Yeah.
Right
on. I mean, that's... That is a chick magnet, right? Along with drums, but
you should
sure.
see how many guitars he's bought in just the last 6 months.
That's
a lot.
That's the thing, guitars. Yeah, let's play some more music. But then Dennis has a quick comment.
One for my buddy Nick here: Jimi Hendrix or Jimmy Page?
Who's your favorite?
Okay, I can't do either because they're both two different animals.
Okay,
he's not going to pick one. So
Hendrix.
There we go. Hendrix. All right. That's a good question. Yeah, Dennis has some good ones. But what do you guys want to do next? What song would you like to play?
We're going to do another original song. We're going to do one. This one's called Time Ain't On My Side.
I love it. Time Ain't On My Side. The Hoodoo Bros coming all the way from Topeka tonight on KKFI, the local showcase. Here we go.
Losing time. I said time, man, it ain't on my side. Well, time, it'll ease my word mind. Can't stop moving forward, keep on losing time. We're killing time, we're saving time, the world goes round and round. Wrap up time and wrap up time, the world goes round and round. I can't stop moving forward, looking back, keep on losing time. We'll be right back. space and time. The world goes round and round. Right in time, right in time. The world goes round and round. One step forward, two steps back. Keep on losing time. On losing time.
All right. There you go. Hoodoo Brothers on KKFI. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's 8:43. We have a lot of show left for you. These guys are going to be playing live here until about 9 o'clock. Then we're bringing in the Wakarusso River Band. And a great job, you guys. This two-lead guitarist really works. You guys are both good guitarists.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's one of the things we set out to do, was to make it a little different than some of the other bands that, you know, only have one guitar. And Jim and I, our playing style is like night and day different. So it kind of makes a nice little flavor of all the worlds.
Yeah, complement each other very well. And I'm guessing, you know, now that you've been playing together for a while, it gets better and better.
Sure, yeah.
One of the things, Nick and I do share a love of a lot of the same music.
You know? Is that right?
Yeah, he has played a lot of the same music, and I've listened to it. And he's introduced me to a whole lot of, it made me go back and research a whole lot of the blues.
All right on.
Folks, you know, to really go back to some of the very beginnings. I know it's kind of sketchy. You know, there's a lot of stories out there about the early days. But it's fun discovering just so many people. It's like walking into a liquor store and you see the wine bottles. It's like, how can they have so many bottles of wine? I mean, there's only one grape. You know, but yeah. I know there's more grapes. But it's kind of like that. But Nick and I share the love of a lot of the same stuff musically.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, I'm going to ask each one of you, all, you know, Mickey too. So the guitarist, the percussionist, everybody, tell me who is your kind of oddball character that you really like. So here's what I mean by that. You know, there might be a heavy metal band and, you know, their bass player says, man, I love Jerry Reed. You know, and you think, really? Yeah, you guys love Jerry Reed. All right. So, but see, you guys, you guys are pickers, so you love Jerry Reed, of course. Yeah. But I'm talking about, you know, do you like Donny Osmond or something else that's a little bit farther out there, right?
I can start.
Honestly,
I absolutely adore Frank Sinatra and big band music.
There you go.
I could listen to that from morning, noon, and night.
Right on.
Yeah, that is my guilty pleasure.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yep. That's a good one. Yeah, Frank, and he's good. Bobby Darin, all those crooners, right? I mean,
there's something about the way, the coolness factor of Frank Sinatra.
Yes,
he brings it off. Every song that he sings, even if it's the same song, I mean, he can sing Fly Me to the Moon 12 different ways, and it's good every time.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was getting at. So thank you for that. Can you guys top that one?
Maybe you can.
And Mickey?
Tower of Power.
Okay, well, yeah, I'd have to say Tower of Power. I've been following them for the longest, and David Garibaldi is my hero.
There you go.
He's a drummer extraordinaire, and Tower just puts things together like there's no tomorrow. They're a soul band playing soul music for the last 50 years.
And they're definitely worth listening to. And I get a lot out of hearing them because they put their heart into it. And they're just my type R&B. That type of R&B is what I really love.
Yep, I love that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
What about you, Jim?
Bay City Rollers. No, I'm just kidding.
you had a while to think about.
Yeah, Saturday night, right? Okay. Yeah, I guess it would be kind of like Larry Carlton. He's a guitar player. He was in the studio session stuff in L.A. for a long time. He's a solo independent artist. I think he's going to come off the road here pretty soon. So Larry Carlton, and you heard him on a lot of, if you listen or like Steely Dan, you probably heard him play on some of that stuff. And another studio guy, Brent Mason out of Nashville, is he's a great country guy, but his jazz stuff is just mind-blowing.
Oh, there you go.
So I like that, and I like guys like Mike Stern, who's a bebop specialist. And Mike Stern played with Miles Davis.
Okay? Is that right?
And I read an article on Mike Stern, and he said that he was taking lessons from a guy in New York City. You know, so here's a guy on top of his game, you know, Mike Stern, bebop legend, and he still takes guitar lessons.
That is awesome.
And I found that really encouraging, actually, when I read that many years ago. And so it kind of made me go, well, maybe I can find a guitar teacher and stuff, you know, and... Well, it was fun. You know, it's fun to get out there and learn something.
So that is really cool. That's a good story. I'm glad I asked that. I'm glad we ran into that because that tells everybody, you know, you're never too big to, you know, take a few lessons, try to learn something new, get creative in a different way.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's the one thing about playing guitar. It's not like you pick it up and all of a sudden you know everything there is to know. It's just a lifetime of learning and discovering. That's one of the things I love about playing guitar is that, I mean, you know, at my age, I'm still discovering stuff that, you know, it's, and you know, I'll probably keep discovering until I stop playing when I'm dead.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
You know, one of my biggest influences was somebody not even famous. He should have been, maybe. A friend of mine, Kevin Sterner. He was a guitar player and a singer, and man, you know, at 16 years old, he was just like a phenomenal player when we were growing up as kids. And so I got to play on stage with him, and he really had a great ear. And so most of the stuff I learned, I learned really standing next to him. So,
and that is great. All that. I love the answers. I got to play a couple of announcements here, and we'll be right back on the local showcase. And she's always so good with the Taste Murphy. It's so good that Mike's voice is still here on the waves of KKFI. Everybody loves Mike. And he's up in Iowa now doing radio and spent a long time here at KKFI. We appreciate it, Mike, so much. So what else do you guys want to play here before we wrap it up? They're talking about Michael Jackson. They can't decide between that and Donny Osmond, what I said before.
Let's do.
If there are any Donny Osmond fans out there, my apologies. I'm just pulling that out of
now,
thin
Marie
air.
Osmond, Keith.
There you go. Marie.
She's a little bit country, but that's okay.
She's a little bit country, and he's a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah. I don't think he's a little bit rock and roll, though, really. I know some rock and rollers. And I don't know him, but I don't really get that for Donny Osmond about, you know, rock and roll. All due respect to Donny and his fans, but, yeah, it's more like milk and cookies, you know.
So I think we're gonna do another original one.
Hey, right on. We love original music.
Yeah. This one's called Hellhound.
Hellhound from the Hoodoo Bros on KKFI.
Knock upon my
Brothers on KKFI, the local showcase. I think Dennis has an announcement here.
Yeah, if you can't catch the Hoodoo Brothers competing this Saturday at noon, next month, October 12th, they'll be the host band for the Kansas City Blues Society monthly meeting and jam, and the host venue is the Hideout. So that's, again, that's October 12th, the second Wednesday of next month. Come see and hear the Hoodoo Brothers host a jam at the Hideout.
Yeah, right on. Thanks for that, Dennis. And that's the Kansas City Blues Society. Again, we already gave a shout-out to Betty and Ron and all the Kansas City Blues Society members that are listening in tonight. Thank you all for listening tonight. We have another hour to go here with the Wakarusa River Band, but the Hoodoo Brothers are just packing up and leaving us. Guys, that was fantastic. Thank you so much for coming.
Us. Yeah. We're very indebted to you. I know you can't accept gifts over $25, so maybe a McDonald's is in our future.
There you go. A McDonald's ice cream cone would be. That's wonderful.
If the machine's working.
If the machine is working, yeah, right on. So, yeah, one more time, if you would, Nick, tell everybody where they can find you guys. It's Hoodoo Brothers with Who, H-O-D-O-O, right? Two O's, two O's.
H-O-O-D-O-O-B-R-O-S, like bros, brothers.
HoodooBros.com.
We're also on Facebook, and we're also kind of on Twitter, getting started that. So, yeah, if you want to find out what we're playing next, hit our website. That's the best thing. We got some video, some audio, and a little bit of this, some merchandise if you're interested. And, yeah, we were just humbled to be here. We appreciate it.
Oh, man, thanks for coming, you guys.
Yeah, and all thanks the way from for Topeka. Having the after party at your house tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll see you guys appreciate here in about that. An hour.
Brought my swimsuit.
So you can catch Jim West. He doesn't want me to do this, but I'm going to plug him anyway. On 106.9 Classic Country, that's in Topeka.
Thank you, brother.
So anytime you're coming, going west from Kansas City, tune it in. I always do, seriously.
I appreciate that.
So he's on in the mornings. And thanks again to the Hoodoo Brothers. I'm going to play now some Walker while these guys are packing up.